when you don't have health insurance and you're trying to get health care, it's just kind of an issue. It's a worrisome thing. You've got that thing, you need it looked at, and you put it off and you put it off, but that's not absolutely necessary. In fact, there's a better way to go. And don't mind me, I give out medical advice all the time. I don't have a license. I'm not a doctor. I just
don't play one on TV either, right? Or radio, for that matter.
I don't play one on TV, but we do have an expert with us, Craig Burleson, CEO of the Inner City Health Center at 38th and York. They have done this work at the Inner City Health Center since 1983, but here's this Affordable Health Care Act coming, and I'm wondering what's changing for your clients, many of whom are without insurance, on October 1st when they can begin to register for health insurance and get some support in that effort.
Well, Steve, you're right. There are dramatic things happening in the health industry, and October 1 is the opening date for the insurance exchange when people can begin to acquire that or explore that. And I urge people not to wait till then. The Connect for Colorado has a wonderful website, and people can go on there and get some information. They can even actually go through the process of seeing how they might fit in the exchange and what they might qualify for. So I urge people not to wait.
You know, many of your clients are not insured, or they're on Medicaid, some Medicare elderly patients. What's the process? We get intimidated, frankly, by all the paperwork.
Exactly. It is an intimidating process, and we have an enrollment specialist, and I urge people to come in or just give us a call and ask to speak to our enrollment specialist. We have someone on staff who will help. There are also people in the neighborhood, community guides and navigators, who have been assigned or selected to help people with this process. So look for help and find someone who can help you, and we have people on staff who are prepared to begin addressing your questions.
I tell you, the notion of having a doctor, having a place to go, is absolutely, I was raised with that sort of ability, and so, in fact, I've almost always had that, and it's so, it's especially if you have children, you really want a place that you can go, that you can call your doctor's place. And the Inner City Health Center is that for a lot of people.
Exactly. In fact, that's our tagline, your doctor, your dignity. And we got that from our patients themselves, because they feel that one of the advantages of coming to Inner City Health Center is that they have a relationship, a personal relationship with their doctor, and that they feel that their personal respect, their individual dignity is upheld.
Mm. Rather than a number.
Than a number.
And it's like, you know, they even call out a number. Number 17, you know, and they roll you through. We are involved in this, and happy to tell you about Jazzed for Inner City Health Center. It's a benefit fundraiser featuring Hazel Miller. It's coming up this Thursday at the Infinity Park Event Center in Glendale. That's 4400 East Kentucky. The musical lineup for this event is fantastic. We've got John Magney. We've got Dave Tankin. We've got Manuel Molina. And we've got the Hazel Miller Band. It's going to be quite an event. It's Thursday at the Infinity Park Event Center. It's called Jazzed for Inner City Health, and we've got a link to it on our homepage at KUVO.org.
Yeah. I was wondering, how do you recruit doctors, and what kind of medical professionals come to the Inner City Health to work?
That's a great question, Carlos. And first of all, I'd like to thank you for being the MC for our program on Thursday night. So
it's an honor.
Just to put a plug in for Carlos Landau. Our doctors come to us from a number of ways. We have three on staff, and then we have about 16 volunteer physicians. And we go out and we speak in community, and doctors speak to doctor, actually, is one of the strongest connect points that we have, is the physicians themselves share what we're doing with other physicians who want to get engaged.
I see.
So they're actually doing the recruiting for you.
They're doing the recruiting for us, and they probably don't even think of it as recruiting. You know, they're just having a peer conversation, and people are surprised by what we do. We see 20 to 24,000 patient visits a year. As you mentioned, Steve, 80% of our patients are uninsured, and then we do take Medicaid and Medicare. That's another 20%. And for the Affordable Care Act, we feel like a significant portion of our uninsured will become insured, whether it's by the expanded Medicaid or by new coverage through the insurance exchange.
Big changes coming for the uninsured, and maybe some of the estrangement. If you're feeling cut off, if you're feeling on the outside, perhaps some of these details will bring you in. The Inner City Health Center is the place we're talking about. Craig Burleson's their CEO. You're located at about 38th and York.
3800 York Street, right across the street from Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
It's those fine brick and white buildings there, and they've got the juice. They've got the talent, as you said, Carlos. These doctors are really providing top-notch care, so you don't feel like a number when you head in.
Yeah, that's good.
Look, the evening of jazz and blues features Hazel Miller. It's Thursday. We want to get you connected. Hit us on...
Hazel will be here next hour with Victor Cooper.
Yeah, exactly. In a couple hours, that's right. Visit us at KUVO.org or their website, innercityhealth.com. Craig Burleson, you probably have no shortage of encouragement when you go home at the end of a long day, because you have that sense of helping people.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing to be able to live in community, serve the community, and do our best to make a difference in the lives of people. And one surprising thing, Steve, is that 25% of our patients come from outside the city and county of Denver. A lot of people don't know that fact. And the full scope of services that we have includes dental as well as counseling.
Yeah, I would imagine also there are a lot of people on the artistic end, musicians and artists and different people who because of the nature of their work and obviously the cost of health care, that they feel welcome. That if there's, you know, when push comes to shove, they know where they can go and get a checkup or at least talk to somebody about a problem they may be having.
That's true, Carlos. And this event, the concert, and it's more than the concert, it's a cause, was the brainchild of Hazel Miller, who is a patient of ours. And so you're right. We have a number of musicians in the city, people who work in bars and restaurants, people who work multiple jobs, and not one of those jobs provides health insurance. And so they come to us as patients.
Craig Burleson, CEO of the Inner City Health Center, 38th and York, the website innercityhealth.com, the event Thursday night with Hazel Miller. Check us out. Hazel Miller's testimony in that regard is on our homepage, KUVO.org, and we'll get you all the details. Craig Burleson, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.